And finally this week, Connie Orbach talks relatives and relations for our question of the week.
How many people are needed to avoid inbreeding in a population?
Well, Louise, that question all sounds a little Adam and Eve. And it's also something the naked scientists have been wondering. You see, we recently bought a desert island in the Pacific, and we want to avoid any sticky situations in the future. So how many people do we need to start with to keep our island healthy? When I asked you on Facebook and Twitter, Len Fisher thought that only one was a safe bet, whilst J. Michael Antovitz II thought that it might depend on what definition we use. Maybe Professor Mike Wheel, a statistical geneticist from King's College London, can help us.
So inbreeding means different things to different people. So there's no one single answer to this question. Everyone is related to their partner somehow. It's just a question of how far one needs to go back in time before a common ancestor is found.
Oh, wow. So wait a minute. Does that mean I'm technically related to my boyfriend?
Technically, yes. I mean, to stop all relatedness between all mating partners, you would need, in fact, an infinite number of people.
OK, I see. But our island isn't going to be infinitely big. And more importantly, I'm not sure I can stomach the idea of being related to my boyfriend. And that must also mean that absolutely everybody is inbred, which just doesn't feel quite right. Surely there's another way.
Well, yes, there is. To a population geneticist, the definition of inbreeding is simply a situation where mating partners are more closely related than what's expected by chance. So, using this definition, all one needs to do to avoid inbreeding is to select mating partners purely by chance, as though you were in a lottery. And then the population can be as small as you want. Well, it needs to have at least two. But in a small population, even one that was enjoying some hedonistic version of the national lottery, mating partners will unavoidably tend to be more closely related to each other.
And I suppose that can't be good for the future?
Yep. In the short term, this increases the chances of people suffering from certain types of genetic diseases. Diseases such as cystic fibrosis or Tay-Sachs disease, for example. This is because these diseases are caused by inheriting a bad genetic variant both from one's mother and from one's father, and the chances of them both having the same bad genetic variant are increased if they are closely related to each other.
Okay, so where does that leave us then?
Ultimately, there's no magic population threshold that will make this problem go away. But a study in 2002 suggested that a population of 160 on board a so-called generation spaceship travelling to the stars should be able to keep itself genetically healthy. So this would be a reasonable guideline for your desert island. In fact, real human populations on islands in the Pacific have survived population crashes down to as few as 20 people. But I wouldn't recommend this as a way to keep your desert island either healthy or happy.
Well, there we have it. It all depends on your definition. I think to be on the safe side, I'm going with at least a few hundred. Who wants to come? Next week, we'll be getting the maps out to try and answer this question sent in by Brian Lucas.
Where are we within the universe?
Big questions indeed. If you happen to have a galactic map and you think you know where we are, or if you'd like to come to our desert island and start a hedonistic lottery, or if you have any other question you want answered, get in touch. You can email chris@thenakedscientist.com. You can find us on Facebook, tweet @NakedScientists, or join the debate on our forum. That's thenakedscientist.com/forum.